We in Poland know America as a country of success, but you are teaching us that it's okay to fail.
I think that's right. When you succeed at something, you really don't learn anything. You only learn when you fail about how you can do better. And the whole key to human progress is learning how to do better. And so an essential ingredient to know that is to fail.
But we are, let's say, fed up with failing, so we would like to start to have some success. What, in your opinion, will be the influence of this conference, the program of 500 innovators for Polish young people who would like to take part in this innovative world?
Well, what we're trying to do is break down the barriers that exist between all of the components, between all of the people who have to play a role in innovation. And so academics are very, very important. They're the source of new thinking, of new ideas, but you also need money to bring new ideas to market. And so here, business and investors are very, very important. The government has a really important role to play in making sure that universities and businesses have incentives and the ability to tap into money for resources, for research and development. And I think we're trying to bring together a consciousness of all of these people here on how to break down those barriers.
We are happy with many innovations of last years, like internet, like cellular phones, but we know now that it can be used for spying on people, spying on consumers, spying even on politicians. How, in your opinion, this lack of trust at the moment may impact the innovation of the future?
Well, you know, I think President Obama said it really best last week, and when he said, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And so I think the job of governments and friends is to make sure that when you have a new innovation like the internet, like the ability to track electronic traffic around the world, that there are solid checks on the ability to do that, so that any government in the world, including the United States, can't get into and violate people's privacy whenever it wants. So I think we've learned over the past couple of weeks that there may have been excesses, certainly on the United States side of things. President Obama wants to put a stop to that, and we're looking in consultation with our partners how best to do it. No government is perfect, certainly not ours, and when you have more, your question's a very good one. When you have the ability to do something, it's equally important to make sure that there are rules in place to make sure it's used for good.
For innovation, it's extremely important that consumers want to use those innovations. Do you think that we may have some kind of wave of new innovations just protecting our privacy?
Well, there could very well be. Whenever there's a need in the marketplace, usually new products arise. And so I think that those will be there. I know many computers already have the ability to protect the data that's on each computer. I know my computer certainly does. And so I think there will be more and more products like that. But again, it's also important to make sure that governments agree what they will do and what they won't do in protecting people's privacy.